I just feel like I've been around the block, ripping up fantasy stock, working around the clock. Look at the view from the top. Researching rookies a lot? No, I just be listening to pods, yeah. One in particular, I'm just a messenger, let me just pass on the rock. Browning, Brunning, Bruning, pronouncing ain't what he's doing. What he's doing is not losing, but infusing you with new things. And there's Dennis the Bennett, yeah. The man is a menace, yeah. Building a dynasty, some of the finest things, promise you, you won't regret it. Sly as a fox, cultured in pop, give him his props. Here is a thought, here is a box, and you cannot compare them at all, so don't even try. Careful with the news, but when you use a take, I take up Tony Fire, I mean Dyer, because anyone else is a huge mistake. Whoa, fantasy round table, fantasy round table, yeah. Fantasy round table, come take a look at the crown, baby. Hey, fantasy round table, fantasy round table, woo. Fantasy round table, come take a look at the crown, baby. Go.
What is going on, everybody? We are back after many issues on Monday with weather, power, and all kinds of other things. We are here, and it only took Carson Wentz getting traded to the Colts to get Tony back on the show. What is going on, everybody? Tony, welcome back. It's great to have you. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me back so quick. You're right. I mean, what can I say? Carson Wentz gets traded, and I was like, okay, drop everything. I'm going to be there. So we made it work. We went to the zoo today, by the way. We moved our plans to make this work. We went to the zoo in like 5-degree temperature. It was crazy. Craziest thing, by the way. So we get there and she's like, hey, go to the dolphin show. You're going to miss it. It's like 3 minutes from now. Run, go through the exit. So we run through the dolphin show. We're the only two people at the zoo because there's, you know, 10 inches of fucking snow on the ground and there's 4 degrees outside and there are no animals out anyway, but we had to get out of the house. So we get to the dolphin show. We're the only two people there. The trainer walks up to us and says, hey, since you're the only two people here, why don't you come back with us? And so we went back into like the area where they do the show. It was crazy. So, and then we got to do like the signals and communicate with the dolphins. That was wild. That was completely insane. But I'm here. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad we went to the zoo too. Carson Wentz is a Colt. I'm excited about that. Let's do it. Let's go.
And the dolphins safely jumped through the sheet of ice.
Yeah,
there was no ice.
Dolphin didn't try to stick his beak in your hoo-ha, did he?
He did try. I had to go.
This sounds like the most fun I've had in like the past. I felt that this past couple of days has felt like 2 months worth in Texas. So I'm glad that you guys are doing good. Matt, Dennis, how are you guys doing?
I'm outstanding. Discovered I have a hole in my shoe today when my foot got wet walking through the garage at work.
It's a bad time to find a hole in your shoe.
Yeah, I know. It must be just a crack because I hadn't noticed that, you know, the shoes aren't what I don't wear these shoes very often. And I banged up my toe about a week ago shoveling the driveway. And so I've been wearing my loose, comfortable shoes. And apparently there's a crack in the bottom of them and my left foot's wet.
Is it wet now?
It's getting dry.
Okay.
I just got home. I was running to get set up. Had to restart my computer.
Yeah, I'm hoping I shoveled snow for the last time for at least a week today because we've gotten quite a bit. I have a nice snow mountain by my fence. I'm hoping for it to melt away. I've never been so excited about the prospect of upper 40s as I am for this weekend.
Yeah, I guess the one good thing I have is, you know, after today and it's supposed to go up into like the 40s here in Texas, that I'll not have to deal with snow again for likely another decade. So I guess this week has, you know, definitely given me enough to remember until that happens again, because it's not going to be fun. But as I mentioned there in the intro, the big news, we've been talking about it for what feels like months. Would Carson Wentz be traded? And he was. And to the team that we all thought was the best fit, the Indianapolis Colts. Not the player we thought was going to go to the Colts, though. Traded for a 2021 third and a conditional 2022 second, which can turn into a 2021 first. I will let Tony kick us off with this. Your thoughts on Carson Wentz becoming an Indianapolis Colt?
It's so exciting. I've been a season ticket holder for the Colts for 4 years now, and all 4 years we've had a different starter. I think it was Andrew Luck for the first year, then Jacoby, then Philip, and now it'll be Carson Wentz. And so that's a cool thing. I don't know how many times that's happened. I didn't care to look it up. As far as the trade is concerned, I mean, it's like a dream come true to me. I don't want to become like too far into this, but first of all, let's get out of the way. I don't think that Carson Wentz is washed up and done. I don't think he's necessarily an injury prone player. And we can talk more about that later maybe, but as far as the deal goes, Carson Wentz is the biggest winner. He gets out of Philadelphia, which is a bad organization and has been for really since they won the Super Bowl. Even when, and was it 2017 when they won the Super Bowl? I kind of feel like they weren't a very good organization then. It just clicked. It just happened. I really do believe that the Eagles are headed down. And so for him to come to one of the best offensive lines in football, we're going to hear about this for like a week now, the best offensive line in football, like we have been for the last 6 weeks. He's the biggest winner. And I look back at that 2017 season, none of his wide receivers were 1,000-yard wide receivers. They were a bunch of like 600 and 700-yard guys. That's exactly the mold that the Colts have built. None of these guys are breakout superstars, except for maybe Michael Pittman. We'll see what he develops into. I understand. But I'm not going to give.
Don't throw shade on Oliver Hopes.
I'm not going to give Pittman credit that he hasn't earned yet. I mean, that's what we all hope that he can become, as a dominant alpha. But if he's not, if he's just a decent NFL wide receiver, I think that's enough with him and with Campbell. I would hope to see that they re-sign Hilton. None of these guys are going to be, 1,200-yard guys. It doesn't make sense to me. But that's okay. Carson Wentz doesn't need that. Last year, as far as him winning again, back to the offensive line, he got sacked 50 times last year. The Colts only gave up, 19 sacks for the whole year across any quarterback. I mean, and Wentz got sacked 50 times. Maybe that's his fault. We can talk about whether or not he holds the ball too long, but he's a more mobile guy. The team is just ready to go. So Carson Wentz is the biggest winner. Chris Ballard is a fucking genius. The way I thought that DeForest Buckner was the best trade I'd ever see out of Indianapolis, as far as I was a fan, this kind of rivals that. We got the second overall pick as our quarterback 5 years into his career for a second and a third. Okay, a first and a second, or who cares? Doesn't matter. The Colts win. Carson Wentz wins. The Eagles suck. That's what it comes down to. The Eagles have
really screwed. So, question, Tony. So do you think this is going to be enough to get Costanzo to unretire?
I don't think that's enough. No, I don't know why he retired or all that stuff, but no, I don't. I would hope to see that the Colts take a guard early, or they go find a guard with some of the money that they have sitting around. Maybe Quentin Nelson can slide over. I don't know how I feel about that yet. I've still been thinking through whether or not we want him where he's been, or.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not. So there's a reason Quentin is such a good guard. I mean, I get maybe he wants to go out there and show he can do it, and he's a mean son of a gun. But man, I just feel like he's made for the interior, and they need to go get them a new franchise tackle.
That's what I hope happens. I would love to see Costanzo come back for one more year, but also as a Colts fan, you have to understand I'm tired of waiting to see if somebody's going to come back. Like.
Right.
I'm ready to just like rip these band-aids off. Let's move forward. Let's grow, because Andrew Luck's not coming back, and neither is Anthony Costanzo.
Are you sure Luck's not coming back? Like, what would happen if Andrew Luck all of a sudden announced he's coming back?
Now he hasn't retired. I have a reliable source. I got a phone number. Okay. I'm not giving it to you, but I got a guy that I know personally that does work at Andrew Luck's house.
Yeah.
And I trust him. Andrew Luck's not coming back to football. As much as I want him to, the man said that he's lost like 40 pounds. He said he'd rather be a third grade history teacher, which obviously doesn't exist. But Andrew Luck, as much as he loved football, I think that he's done with it.
No, yeah, I believe you. So the only thing I was going to say when you were talking about the quarterbacks thing was like, that's how Browns season ticket holders felt for a long time, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
quarterbacks every single year. But all right. So Matt, Dennis, what are your guys' thoughts on Carson Wentz? Obviously, I know. Tony mentioned Pittman. I do think that kind of helps out Campbell some as well, mostly because, in my opinion, the Colts don't have a very reliable tight end, so you'll see Campbell working in that kind of that part of the area where you have seen Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert work in the past. But we'll start with you, Dennis. What are your thoughts on Carson Wentz going to Indianapolis?
Well, I feel like the Colts have reliable tight ends. They don't have tight ends that can produce like Goddard and Ertz did. Well, in
they only
their,
have one under prime. Contract for next year. Doyle's the
is
only
Cox
one
not a
contract? It,
Cox nope, isn't a free under agent. Contract either.
Cox and Burton I missed are free that agents.
Then. How many times?
I knew Burton say was.
Cox? Who said Cox that many times? Who was that?
Well, I love.
I always put it on. You said his name like seven times, Dennis. I mean, you just said Cox over and over for no reason at all. Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt. Sorry to interrupt. Keep going.
You didn't. You don't seem sorry.
Not so. Sorry. I said I was.
That's
sorry,
okay. I get it. You're giddy. You're giddy. I get it. So
yeah.
You know, Doyle is not that far removed from what a 70 catch season.
Yeah.
And if you look back to 2017, which is wasn't that I think that might have been Wentz's was that his first year or second?
2017 was his second year. I think he was drafted in 2015.
Second, yeah, okay.
Yeah, 2016.
So that's his second year is considered draft. His second year I think his best year. His average target depth to Ertz was only 8.2 yards. He had his target depth for his wide receivers, though, were like 14, 16, and 17 yards. So the team is pretty well set up. They're going to need to bring somebody in. I don't think you want to go into the season with Pittman, Campbell and yeah. Zach Pascal.
Yeah.
Zach Pascal is your top three receivers. You know, I think Campbell is a three, Pascal's a four. Pittman may be a one, maybe not, but he's definitely shown flashes, I think.
Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey, and Torrey Smith, man. I mean, that was 2017. Aguilar, yeah. Jeffrey, and Smith.
Yeah.
And I don't think he needs it. I would love it. I'm with you. I'm sorry. I'll shut up. I am sorry.
If you look at the fantasy data numbers, you know, they were – let me get to 17 again. Their numbers, in 2017 were Jeffrey, average target distance, 14.6 yards. Marquise Goodwin, 15.5, and DeSean Jackson, 17.3. So they were the three most prominent wide receivers in 2017 for Carson Wentz. I feel like he's in a better situation. They do need to address left tackle with Costanzo gone. I think this is a win all around. Wentz is certainly closer to Matthew Stafford than he is Jared Goff, in my opinion. So I feel like the Colts got a super deal on this. There's no doubt in my mind that 2022 pick is going to be a first. I can't imagine. I mean, it could happen that shit just falls apart this year and they say, you know what, we're not going to play you because we don't want to have to make next year's pick a first. But to me, that's just cashing it in, throwing in the towel.
What was it, 70%? What's the rule for that condition?
70%,
75%,
75% if you don't make the playoffs.
So he's played 68 games over a 5-year season. Let's see real quick. How many is that average?
He would have made more than 75. He was 12 out of 16 this year, which would be 75%. He would have had more than that, but he got benched. Okay. He didn't get knocked out because of injury. You know, that year that he got knocked out right at the end. I'm pretty sure that was week 14 or 15. I mean, the Eagles were already trending toward being a one seed. That was that epic game against the Rams. Nick Foles only came in for like two games of the regular season and then went on that playoff run. It was something similar the next year. Foles played like the last three games of the regular season. He's not been quite as terrible as they've made him out to be in terms of – you know, he's definitely hit that 70-75 mark. I was blown away considering all the reports that the Eagles were holding out for first, and there was that long rumored structured trade with the Bears that would have been a first round pick and Nick Foles and either Anthony Miller or Tariq Cohen, that they end up taking a third round pick that's in the 80s this season and then a first or a second next season if the Colts do really, really well. I mean, they were already a playoff team. If they are a playoff team and do even better next year, you're talking about a late 20s first round pick in a class that, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, but I think you've said a few times isn't quite as good.
Yeah.
No, so yeah,
next year's, yeah.
It feels like this was the ultimate, all right, we're just done. Take them. And plus, Philadelphia is going to have to eat a record $33.5 million dead cap hit this year. So they don't get much back. Then they take a massive hit. That their organization, I don't know if I would agree that they've been a terrible organization for a long time, but they're in a really terrible spot right now, dumping their coaching staff. You know, I know you had Sirianni as your offensive coordinator, so maybe you have some love for him, but that was not the greatest. That was the
Did you see the press conference?
Worst. Listen, it was press conference since Adam.
It was great. It was great. Running the damn ball was awesome, but did you see that press conference? Can we talk about this?
That was really bad. And now he's got Jalen Hurts, probably negative $50 million in cap space. They're it seems like for sure going to dismantle more of the offense, Hurts and things. I would be really bummed out if I was an Eagles fan, because you're in an incredibly winnable division and your team just like circling the drain. But I thought it was interesting. You mentioned you'd like Hilton back. If I was the Colts, I'm looking at that free agent wide receiver list. If they don't tag Robinson and Galladay, I'm making a run there. I'd go after Godwin. I'd go after Juju Smith-Schuster. I'd take probably, you know, we're going to look at a list of guys. I'd probably almost take all of those guys over T.Y. Hilton.
Ah, you lost me at Juju, Bradley. I can't do it. I can't do it. Juju, there's no room for Juju in the Colts locker room. You can't be making TikToks on the 50-yard line and be a part of the Colts team. It's just that's just the way it is. I agree with you.
But he can actually catch the ball.
I know. But
he's no fun, Tony.
In a young locker room, here's my argument about Hilton. It's not that I love having the talent of Hilton, because I accept the fact that he has probably passed his prime. I like that Hilton understands the organization. He understands the way they do things. Oh, God. I like him as a mentor to some of these other wide receivers. Would I rather have Robinson? 100 times, yes. Would I rather have Godwin or Galladay? Yes. I want to have those guys. But I don't see Hilton demanding a big contract. I don't see him asking for a whole lot. And I think that he has a lot to offer off the field that maybe makes up for some of his shortcomings on the field. So just to clear up the
Saying, I would take Sammy Watkins over T.Y. Hilton at this point.
Oh, my God.
Goodness.
That's disrespect.
That's a little bit disrespectful.
I'm not sure T.Y. Hilton's an NFL player anymore.
He's an NFL. He is. I mean, I guess we have to find out whether or not he gets a new deal, but he's – yeah.
He's floated around for a couple of years, but I don't disagree wholeheartedly with Fox.
Before we talk about how sad it's going to be for Eagles fans, Philip Rivers had a much better year than three of us on this podcast thought he was going to have. As we talked about, none of us had the Colts making the playoffs or doing that good, except for Tony there. He believed, and he proved all of us wrong.
I didn't believe. I knew.
Well, yeah, we did not believe. We thought that they were going to be at least the third team in the AFC. Was it AFC West, right? No.
South.
I don't know why I'm thinking West. It's that Broncos thing in there. I live with me right now. It's all I can think about. Which they might be getting a new quarterback, and we'll have to talk about that. But so he threw for 4,169 yards, 68% completion percentage. Oh, how many touchdowns did he throw for? Why can't I find it on here now?
He had 24
touchdowns, INTs. 11 interceptions. How much better do you expect Carson Wentz to be than that? Let's just assume they don't do much else wide receiver-wise. Obviously, we don't know if they'll bring back T.Y. Hilton if they bring in somebody else. So just assume they have close to what they have now, but they improve their offensive line a little bit more. I mean, I don't really think they need to add much, but
are we also assuming that Frank Reich now understands that he should give
run Jonathan Taylor?
Or
I hope so. You know, I sure
Jonathan
hope so.
Taylor's still in the moderate doghouse.
I still hope that Jonathan Taylor is going to be running the ball like he was in the second half of the season, but you can take it however you want. How do you think Carson Wentz is going to do next season, Mr. Fox?
I mean,
and what's his fantasy value? I should have asked that wrapped into there.
Ooh, that's a question
right there. So I said today, I think Jimmy, he's in that QB2. You know, I want to see what else they put around him. But we saw Rivers on what was a fairly successful offense that got the most out of its running game end up as QB 19 or QB 20. You know, I can't remember when we were looking at before, but right around that range. I think Wentz could safely be, you know, in the 14 to 20 range. 4,169 yards, 24 TDs isn't a bad season. You know, I think I was surprised that Rivers threw for that much based on what you were seeing from those Colts games. So something right along there. I think Wentz fits the philosophy of what they were doing. And I think we all think hopefully Jonathan Taylor gets the ball more and is able to build on that, you know, 1,100 yard season that he turned in last year.
You know, looking at more fantasy data on Wentz in his best year there, he threw the second most interceptable balls per fantasy data and was 33rd in the NFL in play action passing completion percent. So no, I know I'm cherry picking.
Philly never really had a dominant running game though.
17.
Oh, okay. Wow. Didn't expect that. I was looking at my phone. I'm sorry. Wow.
That was pre Miles Sanders. Who was their running back?
Yeah.
Jay Ajayi was their running back in 2017.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard for play action passing to be really effective if you don't have a power running game. I think play action is going to be more effective if you have Jonathan Taylor behind you than Jay Ajayi.
Last year, Philip
Rivers. I don't know if you go out there on Twitter, they'll tell you you don't need an effective running game to be effective in play action passing.
Yeah, Twitter.
That's based on becoming widely regarded. I don't know. I haven't dug that deep into it, but it's out there. You can find it. That's why the joke is establish a run. You know, you don't have to establish the run to pass.
What do you see his fantasy value
have to be good at running the ball.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to be a borderline QB one somewhere. I'm going to say, you know, 12 to 16, in part because I do think they're not going to throw he's going to suffer from kind of what Baker does in that you've got Jonathan Taylor, Cleveland has Nick Chubb. You're going to run the ball. You're going to try to run the ball, control the ball. He isn't going to be chucking it 600 times, 575 times. Now, I could be totally wrong, but Jonathan Taylor, I think, came on last year and showed that he can carry the load, and it's going to put the team in a position to be able to win games because they're a good all-around team. He's not going to be a game manager, but he's not going to be putting the team on his back and carrying them to victory after victory either.
You know, and that's – I did a comparison. Let me see if I can find it. A comparison between Philip Rivers and Carson Wentz on – Pro Football Reference. I think I've lost it. So you're going to have to just trust me on this and fact check me. I could be wrong. As far as game-winning drives, Carson Wentz is on the same trajectory as Philip Rivers was. Obviously, Rivers has played, I think it's three times as long as Carson Wentz has. To answer what you just said, no, I don't think Wentz has to put the game on his back. I think he's capable late in the fourth quarter when we finally need that guy to take over the game. I do believe that Carson still has the ability, and like to go to your point, it's not required anymore though. It's not a part of the game plan. I agree 100%.
But I mean, to Dennis, to your point, Wentz has a couple of years on his record where he did throw it 600 times, and he has never once in his career, even in both those seasons, he played 16 full games. He's never once in his career hit the 4,169 yards that Rivers threw for last year. So he can have a good year and be good in that offense and still be about the same place.
Fantasy mediocre.
Maybe 19-20. Well, I don't think that's terrible. I mean, that's, you know, the Baker comparison isn't bad. You know, I think I might give Baker a little higher ceiling because I think at times they do have to throw because of the defenses they're in the division they're in, because they have those games like they had against Baltimore where they're, you know, going back and forth and having to make plays. The Colts had a good defense. They were good at grinding out. And let's be honest, their division next year, Jacksonville might be better. They're not going to be great. Houston, good Lord, wide range of outcomes, none of them good.
Not a wide range. That's a very narrow range of outcomes for Houston. There's one outcome for Houston, but we'll talk about that later.
Well, wide range of what it looks like getting to 2-14.
But, okay. I'm with you there. You
know, so it's, I don't think they're going to exactly face, you know, some of the cream of the crop teams. They're going to push them as much. And I just don't think that's the style they're trying to play. That's why I think he will be fine, but mid-range QB2 is not a bad position. It's just what you're going to be.
Yeah, I mean, people think that that's bad when you say it, but when you look at all of the quarterbacks that they have in the NFL, you're adding a guy like Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, who I think are the two best in this class. I don't think the other guys really stand up to them right now. Adding those in there as well, and I kind of agree with Fox on that one. I think they're going to rely so much on how good that defense is and Jonathan Taylor that they're going to – Wentz is going to be there to help them win games when they need it, and he's a – in my opinion, a more than above average quarterback right now in the NFL, but I don't know if that leads to him putting up fantasy numbers, except for if they get into those games where they have to win shootouts, then he's going to come through for you. But I do expect him to lean more on that defense and running game. And that's not an indictment on Wentz at all. Like, Wentz can't do it. I actually think Wentz is an upgrade over Rivers NFL-wise, but I don't know if that means the fantasy side of it comes out.
Yeah, I think I'm with the group on this one. I'm not going to pretend that Carson Wentz is going to come in and become QB2 like he was. And we keep talking about 2017. We're going to keep talking about 2017 forever, guys. I'm sorry, but that's the benchmark. That's the potential of Carson Wentz here. That's not the reality. I don't think that's what's going to, that's not the expectation is what I'm trying to say.
Well, and that was incredible hyper efficiency too, because 13 games, he had 33 passing touchdowns. He also ran for 300 yards and had a couple rushing touchdowns.
Unbelievable what he did. I'm going to put him right about where he finished last year. I think 4,000 is possible. At first I thought it wasn't a possible number. Phillip Rivers did 4,169, right? So about where he was last year in passing yards, about where he was last year in his, I'm hoping for an increase in efficiency on fewer passing attempts because of a good, strong run game at a better offensive line. I'm going to put him at the same spot. Dennis, I guess maybe we should project these quarterbacks, because I'm kind of with you. He's got potential to be a back end QB1. I'm not going to project him to be super high. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, if he was schemed out of being I'm with you guys, is what I'm trying to say. I'm going to put him 12 to 16, just like Dennis did.
Sorry, looking at something okay. Really quick. So where, really quick, before I pull this up, where do you have the Colts finishing now? How good are, I mean, are you already picking Super Bowl winner? Are you looking to try and get your Super Bowl tickets?
Okay. Oh, yeah. AFC Championship game. I'm going to put them in the AFC Championship game right now, today, if nothing else changes, without a left guard. They're going to be in the AFC Championship game.
Browns Colts, January.
Okay, yeah, that'd be a blast. I'd love that.
Oh, I'd love it too.
That'd be a blast.
Don't know if that's going to happen, at least from my side, but I definitely think that the Colts definitely have that that potential. All right, so some of the quarterbacks that finished right around that range right now, I was just trying to pull it up and see who you'd rather have him over. I'm going to just go from like 8 to 14. Tom Brady finished at 8. Would you rather have Tom Brady or Carson Wentz moving forward for dynasty value?
Carson Wentz.
Wow, dynasty, definitely. Tom Brady's going to be 44.
Maybe you want to win this. Maybe you're all in on winning this year, and Tom Brady's your better option.
If you're doing the question of who finishes higher in 2021, I'm taking Brady. If you're talking about dynasty where you're playing the long game, I don't see how you can take a 44-year-old over a guy in his 20s.
I know some people who play Dynasty like it's a one-year game every single year. So,
those are not the people you're trying to emulate.
Hey, you know what? To be fair to that, maybe this is a whole different conversation. In my home league, there's been the only two-time winner is very open about every year is for this year only. I mean, he is aggressive, and he wins, and he's made a lot of money being –
I will say in my home dynasty leagues the same way. I have a guy who out of the 7 years we've been in it, he's won it 4 times. And it's because he goes all in like every other year to do this. He trades pieces away, builds up these super teams. He wins like year 1, year 2, down for a year or two, then right back in it again. I can't say there's anything wrong with it, because my team that I think is loaded has won one whopping championship in that 7 years. So it's not been great. Anyways, Dennis, Brady or Wentz?
Yeah, Brady or Wentz? I don't know. What did you say? I said Wentz.
Oh, I was asking Dennis. He didn't. He hadn't answered yet. If he would take Brady or Wentz, but I think he might have froze. Or is that just for me?
Am I back? Frozen. Am I back?
You're not moving, but we can hear you. So go ahead. Wentz or Brady?
Okay. Oh, I'm probably going Brady because I tend to cycle through productive older quarterbacks. I like Wentz. I'm not going to trade Wentz, so I got a shitty trade offer today for Wentz. I got offered Tua for my Carson Wentz in a 2021 first.
Ugh.
That's bad. Yeah.
I know.
Why
did you straight up? Yeah, it's just a straight up deal. There's no first round pick. Like, if you want to get rid of your fifth round pick because you're over one with picks, then I guess we can talk about him throwing that in. But
I was like, really? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I only roster Wentz in two places. One of them is a one QB league, the DQL league, and I actually have Wentz and Tua on that team. They're probably going to die on the vine in that league. You can't hardly trade a quarterback for anything. But in the other one, it's a 16-teamer. But still, the 112 and Wentz for Tua? No. No. I'm going to have to sit tight on that one.
That's stupid.
All right. So at 9, this one's easy for me. I would take Wentz. I forgot to answer that. Is Justin Herbert. As much as I think Wentz is going to be good, I mean, I'm only taking like one quarterback over Herbert, and it's Baker Mayfield. So it's Herbert for me. Matt, who are you taking?
Herbert.
Tony?
Herbert.
Dennis?
Herbert or Baker?
No, what Herbert or Wentz. What's sorry.
That Herbert confused me too for a second, to be fair.
I mean, you can Herbert pick Herbert or Wentz, Baker I'm too thinking, if you want. I mean, you know.
I'm,
I don't think
I'm
there's
thinking
a,
Herbert over Wentz. Yeah.
I don't think there's a loss in Herbert or Baker either. You're picking future NFL MVPs of both of them. So whichever one you want, it doesn't matter to me. Right. Lamar Jackson finished at 10. Lamar Jackson or Carson Wentz. This one I think is going to be
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Not Jackson for me.
Dennis?
I'm still with Lamar, but it's close. I feel like this year is going to be a make or break season for Lamar when it comes to the passing game. Some of it has to be, is somebody besides Mark Andrews going to step up and be consistent? Is Lamar going to take a step as a passer? I don't know. I'm still going Lamar because I'm kind of leaning towards the Konami code quarterbacks a lot more than I used to. Still surprisingly low on Hurts, I guess, even though I'm moving in that mobile running quarterback direction. But no, I'm going to have Lamar. You know, I feel like Lamar is still a top 10 quarterback, where Wentz on his best days is probably going to push for top 10.
Tony?
Not we're talking about Lamar Jackson here.
Yeah. Lamar yeah, Wentz. Yeah.
Not Lamar Jackson. I don't trust him. I don't think he's going to step up. I don't think that the Ravens are going to change their organization in a way that makes him become a hyper efficient passer. Unfortunately, I would never predict or hope for or want an injury, but
yeah,
man, that kid is running crazy out there, and it is one hit, you know, it's one hit. And the poor guy gets so many opportunities to be injured.
You mean like that one hit Wentz got diving into the end zone? Hit like that, you mean?
You like exactly like that. And then he's out of the game and he's not in the playoffs and it's over and it's done. Yes, I understand. I understand your point. But Carson Wentz, I do believe that Carson Wentz's abilities as a pure passer are obviously better than Lamar's. I think we'd all agree with that.
Yeah.
Obviously, the opposite is true for the rushing game. I just lean Wentz. That's all. I don't trust Lamar because of the situation that he's in.
I'm not sure the difference between those passers is as great as you're making it out to be.
Oh, my God.
It definitely is. And as
how many times has – yeah.
As Senator Palpatine once said, let the hate flow through you. I'm definitely going Carson Wentz. I am not picking Lamar Jackson.
Thank you.
And you know what? As the only person on this podcast that was even close to predicting how bad Lamar Jackson's season was going to be, I'm going to continue to say that it's not going to get much better going Carson Wentz. Number 11 was Kirk Cousins. Cousins or Wentz? I'm taking Wentz. Tony?
Ooh, that's actually tougher, I think, than
You're drunk if you think that's tougher than Lamar Jackson.
I'm not drunk yet.
He's getting there. He's getting there.
I'm going to try. Cheers. Now you've got me questioning myself. Now I'm all kinds of things. I'll take Wentz again.
Matt?
I'll take Wentz over Cousins.
Dennis?
Me too. Yeah.
All right, last three here. I'm just going to loop all of them together, and then you guys can tell me if you take them over all three or not. Or actually, I'm going to do the last four because one of them just got traded as well. Matt Ryan, Derek Carr, Big Ben, and Matt Stafford.
Wait a minute. This is going to eat me up. Dennis, why is that? How is this not close? I mean, listen, wait a minute.
I didn't say it.
The kid's got Jefferson. He's got Thielen. He's got a team that's going to always be behind forever in every game ever. As long as he's the quarterback, he's going to have to sling the ball. We're not talking about NFL QBs here, bud. We're talking about dynasty. So for the next 3 years, how's that not close? Like, how can you not even think that maybe the Minnesota quarterback?
Because Mike Zimmer is the coach and he's going to run the ball.
All right. Okay. I hear you.
I mean, I think Thielen is going to drop. Jefferson's going to be great. You know,
I don't being know how behind, much I get it. As good as he was, either.
Okay. Okay. No, I you're going to say it's the coach? I'm with you. I'm not against you.
I don't feel like you're with me, Tony. I don't feel like you're with me.
I'm trying to feel like I'm with you.
All right. So the last four quarterbacks, Matt Ryan, Derek Carr, Big Ben, and Matt Stafford. I am only taking Stafford over Wentz because of him being in L.A. now. Outside of Stafford, I'd take Wentz over Ryan, Carr, and Big Ben. Matt, what about you?
It's a lot of questions in that group. I'd probably take all four of them over him.
Wow. Ben might not even play for the Steelers next year, dude.
Well, if he doesn't play for the Steelers, then obviously you can't. But if he does, with the way that they have been playing offense, he's going to put up better numbers, and they're going to be forced into throwing more. And Matt Ryan, God help, I don't love him as a player either, but have you seen their team? They have no line. They have no running game. Right now, Ito Smith's going to be the guy back there. So if I had Calvin Ridley and Julio Jones, I'm throwing the ball down the field too. It's the offensive schemes. It's not, I like the people better? I'm looking at the schemes. The questionable one is Carr, but he had a pretty incredible season that I don't think we realized because there was a lot of other problems and because it always seems like John Gruden is giving him a lukewarm endorsement. If Carr ends up with the Bears, I'm definitely not taking him over Wentz. But if he stays where he is, I mean, I think the Raiders don't have a great defense. They're going to be throwing, and they're in a division with Kansas City and Justin Herbert and Denver. That's a lot more, you know, you're going to be forced into a different kind of playing style than the Colts, who are going to get the inept Texans and the inept Jaguars twice a season.
I feel like Matt is doing everything possible to make sure Tony's not back on the podcast again until this time next year.
I know. I hate Carson Wentz. You're talking about fantasy points and stuff. I'm thinking about what the offensive styles are.
Jeez.
All right, Dennis.
It was Wentz, Stafford, Carr, Roethlisberger,
and Ryan.
I'm still gonna take Ryan. Like I said, I have a tendency to cycle through old quarterbacks that are productive, and I like the weapons Ryan has. Their defense isn't good. Well, their offensive line sucks too. They're still chucking it, and he's got two very productive wide receivers. Stafford, I like the move with Stafford to the Rams. I feel like if the ghost of Andrew Whitworth shows up one more year, he'll have a decent year next year, and maybe they'll have somebody to groom. So I like Stafford over him. Carr, I'm going to put Carr at a coin flip. Carr was QB13 this year. And, I kind of feel like that 12 to 16 range. Ben, I'm out on Ben. Well, Ben is a guy that if he comes out and is having a decent year and I suffer an injury or I've got Daniel Jones playing at QB24 and Ben playing at QB14, then maybe I make a move for Ben. But I'm going to take Wentz over Ben, and it's a coin flip of car.
All right, so we have spent 40 minutes talking about Carson Wentz to the Colts, so we're not going to be able to get through much of the other free agency stuff here, because I definitely want to talk about the Eagles side of this. So Frank fixes Wentz. We're going to see a 2017 Wentz return. So got another believer on here. So we'll talk about the Eagles, and then I do want to talk about the wide receiver side, because that does matter for part of the conversation we were having earlier with the Colts anyways. What does this do for the Eagles? And obviously Jalen Hurts is now the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. What does that do for Hurts' value? And what do you think that does for the overall offense? We'll start with Dennis there.
Hurts' value? If you got him, sell him. Now is the time.
Oh, there it is.
Because when he comes out this season playing behind that patched together shit offensive line, and he can't throw past his, because he can't get past his first read before he starts to take off running, and he can't throw people open, and he's trying to make JJ Arcega-Whiteside a thing. Yeah. I'm not sold on Jalen Hurts.
So, first of all, can we take a moment to pour one out for Jalen Reagor and for all of the Jalen Reagor truthers out there? Because what
I mean, there is hope that Sudfeld takes over and chucks it down the field.
Hi, my name's Matt, and I still believe in Jalen Reagor, but
I don't believe in him and his talent. It's like, I don't think we're done seeing them dismantle that offense in Philadelphia. We're fairly confident Ertz is gone, is going to get traded. You know, they have, who knows what else they're going to do. They weren't that great before. Personally, I think whether it's through the draft or a cheap free agent, they add a quarterback. I'm not entirely sold that Jalen Hurts is the quarterback all 16 games next season. You know, it's probably a bummer, but the Eagles may have now vaulted themselves to permanently fourth in the NFC East for a little bit, because I think Washington, you know, did some nice things last year and is coming up. They need to figure out a quarterback situation. Dallas has a lot of talent if they can sign a couple of key players. The Giants, if they get some of their skill position players back, you know, I thought Joe Judge wasn't that bad and what he was able to do in keeping them competitive despite all the things that they lost. Roster-wise, the Eagles may be staring at starting the 2021 season with the worst roster in their division, which is a tough place to come out of.
So you think the Eagles go out and get, say, Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Wow. I mean, that wouldn't be a bad
– a mentor, you know, a great relief pitcher. Joe Flacco maybe.
Okay, that would be a bad –
that would be bad.
you've crossed a bridge too far. But, like, well, you know, what if you got an Andy Dalton or something that was willing to take – you know, 1.5 or 2 million. He didn't take a huge contract when he went to Dallas for a year. He's a journeyman starter there. You know, there are other people out there. They probably will give Hurst some kind of a shot, but I don't think any of us thought that he was necessarily a great franchise QB even when he was drafted last year. There was nothing I saw that he was kind of exciting to watch at times, but they were only 1-3 in those games. I don't think it's a lock that he's the guy.
Yeah, I'm not going to give up on him just yet. I mean, he didn't get any of the real starter reps earlier in the year. I mean, we don't know how much practice he actually got either with all the COVID stuff going on. I mean, as you just pointed out, Matt, he had flashes. So I'm going to give him a shot. I don't necessarily think that this does anything bad for Reagor. I actually think Reagor played better when Hurts was playing than when Wentz was playing. So I still have hopes that Reagor is going to be able to turn it around. The worst part about it is Dennis mentioned the offensive line, how bad that's going to be and how much Hurts might have to be running for his life more than passing the ball. And obviously this whole Eagles team is just not looking great at the moment, but I'm still going to give Hurts a shot to prove that he can be the guy. And you know, if they draft a quarterback in 2022 with that late first-round pick they're probably going to have now, then maybe that'll be the end of Hurts, but I'm going to give him a shot.
Let me ask you a question. Would you be surprised if Jalen Hurts 2021 is the Jarrett Stidham of 2020, where we go through almost all the offseason thinking, I guess they actually are going to make him the guy, and then they get somebody right at the end?
I would not be surprised.
I would be, yes.
Yeah, but I'm with.
They're committed, though. I guess they are pretty. I mean, they are doing things that make us think that they are actually committed to him. So maybe I'm wrong. I don't think he's the right guy, but they seem to think that he is. So I don't know.
I mean, the only thing that would make me think no is it really seemed like obviously the owner Jeffrey Loria was very much like wanted to do everything possible to keep Wentz when Hurts was at this point. Whatever went on with Wentz, Hurts looked better at times last year than Wentz did. So whatever was going on there, he wanted Wentz more than Hurts, and maybe that has something to do. Maybe Loria pushes for them not to have him anymore. But is the Eagles line going to be bad? Yes. With the injuries they've had, possible guys that I don't think will be back, and even if they are back, they're all very old. I don't expect they are getting somebody back, and now I can't remember what his name is. He was very good. Is Brandon it Brandon Brooks? Something? There we go, Brandon Brooks.
Brandon Brooks, right guard.
So, I mean, they'll get some players back, but yes, I don't expect it to be very good at all. Kelsey back, Johnson back. Yeah, but is Kelsey being back really that good? Like, he has not been that great. I mean, Brooks coming back is good. I do think that's going to help them out a lot. I don't think their offensive line is going to be that great. So, we're going to talk wide receivers here because we're talking about the Colts possibly needing to make a move at wide receiver if they do not bring back T.Y. Hilton, who is one of the available free agents. Allen Robinson, Corey Davis, Juju Smith-Schuster. Chris Godwin is technically a free agent, but everything seems pointing toward he's going back. All the Buccaneers beat writers and everybody in the organization saying they're going to do everything they can to bring him back. He wants to be back. Got Antonio Brown, Kenny Galladay, A.J. Green, Marvin Jones, and Sammy Watkins. Tony, my goodness, why did his name just jump out of my head? He's been phenomenal. Who's the general manager for the Colts? Chris Ballard. Chris Ballard. Chris Ballard calls you up and he's like, look, Tony, we value your opinion. We listen to the Huddle Up podcast. We saw you on the Fantasy Football Roundtable the other day. We know you know what you're talking about when it comes to the Colts. Who's the one wide receiver you want the Colts to sign this offseason? Who are you picking off that list?
The first thing I would do is ask for a staff position in order to give him this advice because it's valuable.
Smart man.
Right, and if he doesn't want to give it to me, then I'll give it to maybe somebody down in Jacksonville wants my advice. But
hey, Urban Meyer's making a lot of questionable hires. You might get to get in there on that staff.
You got a shot. Well,
you're the new strength and conditioning coach.
Yeah. That's it. That's me.
Fit your profile.
Allen Robinson's the guy that I would like to see the most. I mean, yeah. I mean, what is there? I've gushed about Allen Robinson as long as I've had a presence on Twitter or whatever it is that we do. Allen Robinson's been a guy that no matter what the situation is, he gets his own, and he does. It's not being forced. It's just ultra pure talent. He doesn't cause trouble. He's good for his community. He fits the Colts system. I would love to see Allen Robinson as a Colt. That's my number one. Juju Smith-Schuster, he's completely out of the situation. I want nothing to do with him at all. Doesn't even matter if he was free. Wouldn't want him on the team. Is that far enough?
I mean, it depends, you know. I don't know. I'd reached out to his representation to come on the podcast. That's not happening now, so you know, but that's okay.
Sorry about that, but that's just how I feel about it. Maybe he can come on a show that I'm not here. I don't know. Anyway,
that's possible.
For me, it'd be Allen Robinson. I'd like to see T.Y. Hilton back in a small role, cheap budget. Corey Davis is just a guy, honestly, that finally had his year. When I look at these guys, the one that stands out to me, Allen Robinson, Chris Godwin would be nice, but I agree with what you guys are saying that that's probably not something that's realistic. Antonio Brown's a head case, nothing to do with him, please. Marvin Jones is a 32-year-old speedster, might as well have T.Y. Hilton, and Sammy Watkins is just a guy also. So of the list, Allen Robinson and Chris Godwin, but I'll narrow it down to Allen Robinson.
So I will say that for you, I hope that Allen Robinson lands with the Colts because I will say I do very much remember when we did our wide receiver rankings. I'm almost positive all three of us gave you shit for having Allen Robinson in the top five.
When did he finish?
Still, I don't remember, but it was probably closer to five than where any of us had him. Right,
closer to five.
That's for sure. And I'd love to see Allen Robinson with an actual decent quarterback for one. Yeah. So that would be. I agree with you. That'd be amazing, Matt. Since we're talking about Allen Robinson, where do you think he goes, and where would you like to see him go?
I mean, you said you'd like to see him with a decent quarterback, and you're hoping he ends up with the Colts. I knew you were gonna
take the shot. Yeah. Right as Tony, I'm glad that he came back just to give you that look.
Robinson was wide receiver 10 last year.
10, okay.
Yeah, I know there's been a lot of rumblings. It's interesting, this list, there's a lot of rumblings. The Bears are going to franchise him, and that the Lions are going to franchise Golladay, which kind of would be a little bit of a bummer. I would like to see Allen Robinson get a chance to test free agency. That would be a great signing for the Colts. If they're going to go out and get somebody, I think they need to get, you know, a premier receiver. I just don't, you know, I made it clear. I don't think T.Y. Hilton can fill that role. He can't even stay on the field. You know, the difference between him and Marvin Jones is actually suits up for games and catches some passes. But Robinson wouldn't be too bad to go there. There's a lot of places that I think could use him. And it would be just fascinating to see, you know, before, while he's still in his prime, him go to an offense that could maximize his use. Hopefully we get to see that. I'm afraid he's going to end up franchised and right back with Nick Foles.
Yeah. Dennis, your thoughts on A-Rob?
I think that unfortunately, Matt is probably right when it comes to him being stuck in Chicago with Nick Foles. For the Colts, I guess I asked myself, well, what is it they need as a wide receiver? If they think Michael Pittman is the alpha, can be the alpha, then I don't think that you're targeting a high-dollar guy like Allen Robinson, who's probably if Robinson goes and signs a free agent deal somewhere, he's going to be the highest paid free agent wide receiver this offseason. He's going to get more than Juju. Nobody's paying AJ Green that anymore. You know, Corey Davis isn't going to get it. Corey Davis has shown he's a very, very good too. He's Tyler Boyd. He can, you know, when he has that alpha across from him, Corey Davis can be really good. Godwin, I like Godwin a lot, but I also think he's going to end up back in Tampa. But is he a function of that system? How much of it, you know, at some point he's going to have to prove himself somewhere. I think he's very good. I almost think what they need is somebody like Will Fuller, or, you know, Marvin Jones is a downfield threat. Curtis Samuel, somebody that's going to give you that deep presence, take the top off it, because you're going to have Jack Doyle and unnamed tight end number two that's going to work the middle. Michael Pittman, he's got okay speed, but he's a big target guy. He's a contested catch guy. He's not going to blow by people and get downfield. Campbell has really good speed, but it feels like they want to work him near the line of scrimmage and let him use his yak skills. So bringing in somebody, you know, maybe Nelson Aguilar is a good fit. Maybe he can repeat his career year last year, but I think somebody that can work downfield deep is going to be what they target. Allen Robinson, you know, his only hope is that Trubisky or Foles or somebody, you know, I don't even know who, Tyler Bray, maybe he breaks out, you know, they need help. I feel like we're roughly 6 months from Nagy on the hot seat.
I mean, they got Darnell Mooney. He wasn't bad last year. Looking at the list here of teams that need wide receivers, unfortunately, I wouldn't want to see him go to any of these teams. That's the worst part about it. I mean, he's not going to go to the Packers. They don't have enough cap room. Outside of that, you're looking at the Lions, Giants, Eagles, and Dolphins are in Bengals. So Bengals, maybe, if they don't decide not to take a wide receiver, I don't know how much cap room they have. I'd love to see him land there with Joe Burrow. But I mean, the other one that really intrigues me for Allen Robinson would be Miami, but then I don't trust Tua necessarily to be that good of a quarterback for him either. So then you just kind of put him right back in the same situation he's been dealing with his entire career. Juju Smith-Schuster, he's kind of obviously not a fan of the podcast anymore, and is a guy, though, that a lot of people are talking about. I know a lot of Pittsburgh fans want him back. They feel like them moving him to the slot was part of the reasons why he struggled this year. Where's a place that you guys would like to see Juju go? I'll kick it off with his biggest fan on the podcast, Tony.
I'd like to see him back in Pittsburgh. I mean, I want him to redeem himself. He had a great year. I don't dislike Juju. Honestly, it's just some of the behavioral stuff. I wish that he would just focus, just get that out, because we talk about that. You know, that's a big black mark against you, and it's not necessary. It's easy to get rid of that. When you have trouble on the field and then you have trouble off the field, it just compounds itself. I don't dislike Juju. I want Juju to be great. We all want Juju to be great. But I think it's going to happen. I want it to happen in Pittsburgh, where people like him and support him. And it's just one of those things where people flip so quickly. They'll flip right back, and Juju will be a premier wide receiver if he can do what he's done in the past. Maybe it's the slot, maybe not. We're going to find out. But I'd like him to stay in Pittsburgh.
All right, let's get off Tony's lawn. He doesn't like having fun anymore.
What does that mean?
Get off my lawn, old man yelling at kids.
Where do you want him? What's the problem with me wanting him in Pittsburgh? Why are you always coming at me, Dennis?
Huh? It's not about where the landing spot. I mean, you're making it sound like he has myriad off-field problems, which
I'm just
100% disagree with your take.
I just feel like we're approaching a Antonio Brown situation really quickly here. Okay, great talent. And it goes back to Pittsburgh, too. Look at that.
Do in any of the criminal things. I mean, Antonio Brown. Okay,
you're right. You're right.
Antonio Brown assaulted women. I find that comparison incredibly offensive.
I can see immediately you're absolutely right. As soon as you brought that up, I do apologize. It's not a similar comparison. It's just there's been a lot of pouting. There's been a lot of behavioral issues. I'm just saying there's a precursor here.
He is still young, does kid things, gets in trouble. I think as far as fits go, there's plenty of, I feel like he should be a slot guy because he's not overwhelmingly fast. And so he's like that. He's a number two receiver, and he's not overwhelmingly big. So, but he just doesn't seem to perform in the slot. So he ends up being that guy who's your number two in three wide receiver sets. You know, he doesn't move into the slot, but he may be on the other side. And I don't know that he has he's a good route runner, but I don't know that he's elite at it. So it feels like he can be shut down by the better cornerbacks if he's got to take them one-on-one. And I don't think he's good enough that he's going to draw double coverage from other teams. So that doesn't help the other receivers on the team. Getting him someplace where he can be the number two, you know, if Seattle decides they're out on Lockett, he'd be a great fit across from DK Metcalf. And then they bring in David Moore somewhere.
Unless
like
they
that.
Trade Russell Wilson.
They're not trading Russell Wilson. They trade Russell Wilson. Don't be a part of that. That's not happening.
Hey, you never know. I was saying that they were never going to trade Deshaun Watson earlier this offseason.
They're never going to trade Deshaun Watson. I'm telling you right now. That's not happening.
He'd be a great fit? You know, Juju would be a great fit in Kansas City.
Wow.
He's better than Sammy. He's better than DeMarcus Robinson. He's better than Mecole Hardman. And he doesn't, Tyreek Hill is getting double teamed, and you got Travis Kelce in the slot.
That's brilliant.
So that's not a bad one. I'm with Tony. It would be nice if he got a chance to go back to Pittsburgh, because that seems to be where his heart is. I just don't know that that's a great fit, since they have, Johnson, they have Claypool, they still have Washington. I mean, I don't know that that makes sense for them. A place that might be really fascinating, I am on a different NFC West team, and that for me would be Arizona, because I think he would be a step up over Kirk and Fitzgerald the way he is now, not what he was when he was a clear surefire Hall of Famer. And you're talking about putting him opposite DeAndre Hopkins, who is definitely going to be drawing the coverage, who's kind of a clear alpha receiver. You think about those seasons that Juju had opposite Antonio Brown. I think Kyler Murray is a good quarterback, and they have a offense that wants to be up-tempo and passing. I could see that being a good fit and being an upgrade over what they have.
Yeah, I like that, actually. I think that'd be a fun fit for Juju and for Kyler Murray, having a guy there like that. Let's see. So does anybody think Kenny Galladay won't be back with the Lions?
If they do you think they're going to franchise tag him? I mean, they have cap woes. And
I don't know. That's what you just said they're planning on doing. I don't know. I hope he's not.
Well, that was the rumor that they are for sure going to franchise tag him because they don't want to let him go. It seemed like they were preparing for him to leave during the season. So I don't know, Dennis, you probably have a better feel. That's your voice.
Well, it seemed like Patricia was preparing for that. And it just got to the point where then it became no reason to really bring him back. I feel like if I'm Detroit's new guard, I want to extend an olive branch, reach out there. You know, you're our top guy. You know, let's do this. And if franchise tagging him to let him see that positive changes are happening is the way to go, then by all means. I don't know if, you know, Dan Campbell's got kind of a rah-rah personality, and I don't know, maybe that won't work with Galladay's personality. Galladay seems to be pretty quiet and pretty laid back. So that could be problematic if they do franchise tag him. Could end up getting ugly. I hope he comes back. I love Galladay.
Yeah, I like him too. It's more to me, like, if you're Kenny Galladay, wouldn't you be kind of bummed out that you're getting franchised and tied to an offense that looks like it might have some problems?
Yeah, I mean, look, I went from a really good trade, I thought, earlier in the year when my team was tanking because of injuries, and trading DeAndre Hopkins for Kenny Galladay, Jalen Reagor, and 2 first-round picks. To now hating it because Jalen Rager's got Jalen Hurts. If Kenny Galladay is back with Jared Goff, like I love Kenny Galladay, and I would really like to see him go to another team at this point. No offense to Dennis there, because I know how much Dennis likes Galladay. And if Stafford was still there, I'd love Galladay to stay there in Detroit. But I don't know. I guess it depends. If they're really able to sign Kenny, if it's not just a franchise tag and they can sign Galladay long-term, if they're able to bring in, I know Dennis isn't a fan of Rattler, but if they can bring in a Rattler or a Howell in the draft next year, then it's going to be wheels up for Kenny Galladay, I think. But Jared Goff does not really, you know, light a fire.
So what's the franchise tag for a wide receiver? What's that going to pay?
I want to say it's $18 million, I think. I'll look, but I'm pretty sure that I'm close.
But it's going to be an average of top 5 salaries. So you'd have to go look.
So if it's $18 million, that it makes it kind of prohibitive to bring him back 2 years in a row. So if Galladay is like, I really want to go, and they still franchise tag him, he doesn't have to sign a long-term contract. They could franchise tag him a second year in a row, but that's super expensive to do. So I would probably think they won't do it. They may try to convince him, hey, look at what we got going on. So, you know, that's going to be a challenge. I hope he's back.
So I was pretty much right. $18,491,000 is the franchise tag for wide receivers. Transition tag is $15,000. So they could technically transition tag him, see what happens. But yeah, so we were hoping to get through more. Oh, Tony, really quick before we cut out of here, your thoughts on Kenny Galladay?
I like Kenny Galladay. I don't have a problem with him. I mean, they called him Mini Megatron at one point. I mean, the kid's got a ton of talent. He's stuck in a bad situation. I'd love to see him, you know, blossom and grow. It sounds like the general temperature here is Jared Goff is not well regarded by this group. I remember a time where Jared Goff, you know, took Kansas City to a game that we'll never forget. You know, there was a Jared Goff that we won't ever forget. And sometimes I hope that it's still in there.
Oh, we won't ever forget Jared Goff.
Yeah. But having said that, the Lions are a terrible franchise, and they have little to offer him. And am I ruining other guest appearances here? I hope not.
No.
Okay, good, good. I don't expect a lot of Galladay in the Lions. I expect them to make poor decisions and pay him top five money, despite the fact that he won't be able to be a top five wide receiver, given the rest of the surroundings. It's not his talent. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm just saying that they would be better suited to put the money elsewhere. I don't know what's going to happen with Galladay. That's what I don't know what's going to happen. I'd like to see him in a better spot.
We don't really know what's going to happen with any of them. I know
that Deshaun Watson's not being traded
against the wall.
I would say I'm with Goff. I would say that's more of my brother-in-law's influence than Goff's actual talent, but that's here or there. So I am glad that Tony was able to jump on with us today and talk Carson Wentz being traded to the Colts. Seems like me and him are more in lockstep with what we think is going to happen there than Matt and Dennis. I hope you can jump back on with us in the future as well, Tony. It's been fun having you on here Thursday. We will definitely get more into free agents as we continue. Next Monday, we will hopefully be back, assuming Texas doesn't get hit with some kind of snowmageddon again. And me and Matt will finish up the running backs, and then we'll be back again Thursday. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about next Thursday, but we will let you guys know for sure, at least on Monday's podcast. Everybody, stay safe, stay warm, and we will talk to you guys again soon.
Prepare for glory!
I came out the womb, I was ready.
And he's hit the end zone for an unbelievable touchdown.
I would be honored if you played football for this team.
Throw it up above his head. They can't jump with me. Golly.
Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
Who can make a play?